and welcome to the first ever episode of Witchcast. It begins. Woo! We're finally here. Finally. Yeah, we've been promising this for forever and ever and ever. And now we're finally here. So I'm Amanda.
I'm Christine. And we have a good episode for you.
Yes, we are going to have an order news
character cases where we discuss each character.
Ep by ep, where we're discussing the episodes in order.
Comic Cracker, where we're discussing each comic in order.
Then we have a top 10 list. This week is, who is your favorite guardian?
Then we have the 13th portal, where we have a mystery question from one of our...
Yes. we have question and answer, where you guys are asking us a personal question, and we're answering it on podcast. So
then we have music time.
Woo! A good song. Probably for our character of the week.
Probably.
So, and we also have anything additional, whatever we feel like randomly saying, and keep going on and on and on like we are now.
And then we have links and websites where we will give you some additional websites you can go check out for your Warwick Witchpick.
Yay! The end of the song! Woo! Our first ever time. So let's hear from our sponsors. This podcast is hosted by the Unofficial Witch website. Whether you want to see the episodes, read the comics, or more, you can come here for your witch fix. Visit the unofficial witch website, bravehost.com, today.
Okay, well, let's introduce ourselves now. Okay, this is Amanda.
Hi, I'm Amanda. Well, I'm one of the owners of the Unofficial Witch website. I am also a scanner for the books and some of the comics on the scanning crew. I'm on fan fiction and YouTube, and also I'm the admin of the Witch RPG. So, how about you, Christine?
Well, my name's Christine. I am one of the role players in the RPG. I'm also on fan fiction, and I'm a mod for Witch RPG. And I'm an avid witch lover, just like Amanda.
Yes, we're obsessed fans. Yes, that's exactly why we're doing this, right? So, I guess we can start with the news this week.
Okay.
Well, there's not a ton of news right now, so as most of you know, there will not be a third season. Let's kill them, you know. Get pitchforks and start a big
fire.
Woo! Go kill all the Disney people who think that we don't need witch. Not really, just kidding, but yeah, so we're still waiting for Max to put up issue 69 up, though we have 68, and Mooncloud has also put up the first chapter of the witch manga from Japan. I have actually gone through and put up the missing comics that we've had for the longest time, which was issues 32 through 36 and 42 through 44. So that's pretty much all we have right now for the news. We might be missing some stuff, but we'll figure it out later and get everything put together and stuff. But we'll get some of these websites at the end of the show, so you guys stay put for that, and we'll give you those websites.
Okay. Now we have the character cases. We're going to start with Will Vandam.
Woo, my favorite character, Will!
And also the person she plays in the RPG.
Yes.
Okay, her full name is Wilma or Wilhelmina?
Yeah.
Vandam, also known as Will. Her birthday is on January 19th. She's a Capricorn, and at the beginning of the series, she's 14 years old. She controls the element of absolute energy, and she's the keeper of the Heart of Khandragar. Her extra powers, she can communicate with electronics like a toaster, which I really want to do because my toaster does not give me my toast in the morning.
Yeah.
She has empathy with animals and can sense magic. And she's also the first guardian to be able to make herself invisible and to teleport. She can also create astral drops. Let's see, her personality. She is kind of shy and sensitive to her feelings and sometimes feel insecure about herself and around other people. She also sometimes has a fiery and unstable temper, like me and Amanda, and
yes,
can be stubborn. She's a bit of a tomboy and is sensitive to other people's feelings and her own. Although she is insecure at times and she doesn't seem like the leader type, Will constantly proves herself with her great instinctive decisions in the face of danger, her caring for others, and her strong powers and a need for unity within the Guardians. That's okay.
Yeah.
Her family. Her parents are divorced, and she lives with her mother, Susan, in Heatherfield apartment. In a Heatherfield apartment, sorry. She has a pet dormouse, whom she never really names. In the show, it's Mr. Huggles. Okay.
Yeah. Her favorite sport is swimming, just like us. We were in swimming class together and everything. Yeah. Favorite subject, biology and science. Her crush is Matt Olson, who later becomes her boyfriend. I remember that in
issue time.
In issue 40, they kissed. I was so happy. We'll get to that way, way, way later. But some other facts about Will is that she's the newest girl in Heatherfield, and she connects strongly with Trani, as they both are new, and they're kind of a bit insecure. She loves animals, she loves swimming, riding her bike, and is crazy about frogs since she collects frog items. Her guardian theme color is pink. Her astral drop is the one unstable one throughout the series and later rebels against her. At the beginning of the series, when her astral drop rebels, and at random times in the series, she conflicts a lot with her mom. Her scumbag father is named Thomas Vandam, Yeah, his name was changed to Tony in the show,
wasn't it? Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, I remember reading about why, but I can't really exactly remember at the moment. But she also seems to have allergies to nettles, like whenever she was going to the cave to rescue Trani and Meridian. And she fell into that. And
she's probably also allergic to homework, but that's another story.
She used to live in Fannin Hills before moving to Heatherfield, or is it Fannin? I don't know which one. Where she suffered memories of her parents' divorce and her friend's betrayal.
So sad.
Yeah, I hated that. I can't believe they actually did that to her, but...
See, she needs friends like us.
Yes. Or the friends that she made when she went to Heatherfield.
Yeah.
But Will can feel creatures of Meridian when she's near a portal, and she suffers waves of dizziness from evil forces. Woo, I do not envy that at all.
I know.
That would really suck.
Yes, it would.
But she feels a really strong connection to the heart of Kanchkar. I mean, because it's inside her body and everything, yeah. And she often feels the burden that it bears on her. Though she always pulls through, you know, because she's Will. She's the best keeper of the heart, as everyone knows now.
Yep.
She beats Nerissa.
By 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like she won't turn evil.
Die, Nerissa. Yeah.
Yes. Die.
So, well, that's Will Vandam for you. I guess what we have next is... It Begins.
It Begins. First episode.
Ever.
Yep.
I remember it came out, like, December 18th, 17th, something like that. ABC Family. Like, right before it premiered in January 2005.
Yeah, I remember that.
It showed an hour long of It Begins and It Resumes and stuff, so... I remember waking up at, like, 8 or something in the morning and going, Which?
I know, I was really happy when I found out there was a show.
Yeah, that was a little bit after I first got the books.
Me too.
That works out well, yes. So, It Begins, first episode of season 1. It first starts out with Caleb, who's the rebel leader. He's trying to steal weapons and supplies from Phobos' castle in Meridian. He is soon chased by Cedric throughout the entire show, so then it switches to Heatherfield, right?
Yeah, it's raining in Heatherfield. Halen sneezes, blows up her room, and Yanlin uses powers to get her to invite friends. Which I wish I could do on my parents, but unfortunately I can't.
Yeah. Then Will arrives at Sheffield Institute. Yeah, and her mom's like, yeah, go give him some cookies. You'll make friends with all the other girls with cookies. I would be her friend for cookies, but...
I'd be her friend just because she has...
She's like, gee, that'll make me popular.
You said Will. Just said Will. It does. You bring a box full of cookies, you're the most loved person in the school, trust me.
I know, because that's what our friend did, and we, like, loved her for the rest of the year when she brought us, like, things with dark chocolate. So, I was happy.
I know.
Chocolate makes me happy.
And let's see, while that was happening, Caleb and Alder, right?
Yeah.
Ran away from Cedric and Phobos' guards, and escaped on a bird-like creature, Hugans.
Yeah, wow. Hugons.
Hugans.
Those things are weird.
Yes.
All the different creatures and stuff in writing,
but they're cool.
Yeah,
too.
So we move along, and it goes back to the Sheffield Institute with Cornelia, Trani, and Irma. They're at a science fair, it looks like, where Cornelia makes the destroyed plant grow back. Yeah.
Wow, I wish I could do that to my mom's garden. That one should be quiet.
It's really kind of obvious how they're like going around showing all the different powers that the girls have and everything. But I'm wondering, why in the world is Cornelia a science fair and with them.
Why is she a science fair? She doesn't look like that type of person.
Well, not necessarily. I don't know. Well, it just seemed weird kind of having like Irma and Cornelia and Trani like all working together and like why not Halen? Why wasn't she there too?
Yeah.
But yeah. And Will comes back and she goes up and Halen comes up and she invites Will and all the other girls to her house for that day for cookies and tea, right?
Yeah.
And Cornelia's kind of like, why is she inviting new girl?
Yeah. Oh, and this is, I think, yeah. Then Phobos tells Cedric to go after Caleb so that the rebels don't cause an uprising. Kind of late for that. From his success. Again, kind of late.
Yeah.
For the whole rebel thing.
Kind of, well, I mean, this episode is introducing a lot of the things in here and stuff, so, I mean, yeah. Have to give them leeway there. But
yeah, I guess.
Later up, the girls are at the Silver Dragon, and everyone's kind of looking around, kind of awkward silence, and Will's, like, looking around. I think she opens, like, a fortune cookie, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something.
Like she's that. Like, you'll make a new best friend, and Irma's, like, winking at her, and that's when the whole
thing starts.
That's whenever Yanlin comes, and she tells her, yeah, this is Meridian. Let me tell you a story about you guys are going to be guardians with magical powers who protect the Vale from this evil person named Phobos, who we've barely seen in this episode yet.
Yes.
He's just kind of sitting on his throne like the big guy always does. Yeah, you go do the work, Cedric. Let me sit here and be all prissy and have, like, a manicure, and, you know, I'll get a massage bomb at it. Let's get some of those lurdens over.
Oh, and also get some new extensions for my already
long hair.
I swear, he's a girl. Anyway, this is also, I think, when it's mentioned that the real heir is on Earth.
Yeah, who later on we find out is Elyon, but at this moment, until, like, episode
no
10, yeah, we don't have any clue. Actually, no, I think she was kind of, like, just shown at the end. Sort of as a hint that shows the princess, but
yeah, you.
So, Yanlin also explains how the portals open, so evil can pass through, and that the guardians are supposed to close portals. So Yanlin shows them all the Heart of Kantkar and tells them of their powers. They're all like, Tarani's all scared because she, like, set fire to a banana, I think it was. And
I've done that too.
Irma's all like, oh yeah, this is so cool. When can we start? And Cornelia's really disbelieving, and so is Will. She's all, yeah, I can't do that trick with the finger. I can't even do it whenever my finger comes apart, so you guys will be the entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the whole setting fire to banana thing, I've done it too. Except I used a flamethrower.
Really?
Yes, with sugar. I put sugar in the banana and set it on fire. It was really cool. It tasted good, too.
That's some news I never knew. Okay.
Well, you learned lots of things here.
Alright, and Phobos is kind of, like, interesting. Ooh, this is interesting.
Interesting. What? I'm all high and mighty.
Yeah, I don't understand that little part right there somehow, because, I mean, he comes up...
just kind of randomly.
I know, it's just, it's like he, I'm not sure if he knows that they're being assigned to be the guardians, or if he's just, like, kind of watching them going, I know they're going to be the guardians, what am I going to do now? I mean, we can only...
It's interesting.
Can only kind of guess at this point.
Interesting.
Yes.
Ooh. And then, let's see, Caleb wants to go through a portal and find a real heir to Meridian, but Cedric finds him. Oops.
Yeah, and they kind of start fighting.
Kind of start fighting?
Well, Cedric pushes Caleb over a ledge or something. Hold on, let me look, yeah. Yeah, Cedric's pushing him off and stuff, and then it switches back up after he's, like, tumbling through the ground. And the girls are going to magic practice.
Magic practice, wow.
Yeah, Cornelia's all, yeah, your grandma's nuts, blah, blah, blah.
And then they transform.
Yes, they transform.
And they can't believe it.
And, yeah, Haylin's all, yay, we've got wings, look at what's behind us. And Cornelia's all looking at her body. And she's look what we got in front of us.
I'm sorry, if I got a body like that from transforming, I'd be okay with my power.
Everyone's also like, woo, we're magical, and Cornelia's all, ooh, look at what I got.
Yeah, she's gonna rule the earth.
Yeah,
one
I
day.
Was that whole magic practice thing, I was laughing.
Yeah,
so
she's
hard.
She's gonna rule the earth one day. She's gonna be the evil beauty ruler.
Yeah, and so they're trying out their powers. Irma's all excited and Will's doing flips in the air.
Trying to control her wings.
She's like, woo, I can fly, but I can't
control it?
Yes. Yeah. And Haylin, like, crashes into the...
something.
She crashes into the TV. She crashes at us.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And her face is, like, lit.
I thought that was funny.
But, and then Tarani's kind of like, I get woozy in high heel shoes. How am I supposed to fly?
Yeah.
Irma's all happy. She's all, okay, you do something. Let's try out our powers. Yeah. Woo, this is awesome.
And then they turn back to normal. And the portal opens with Caleb and Cedric coming through.
Wait, right before that was the part whenever, like, Cornelia runs away from the worm. She's like, "Oh, rise before me." And then a cactus comes up and a worm comes, so she's screaming from this worm, and then Will falls on her.
Okay.
I didn't know who that was at first. It took me quite a few times to see, "Oh my God, that was Will." Like,
I know, I saw
just
that too.
falling from the
Is
sky.
this why are you running from a worm? That I didn't get that.
It's an earthworm. We.
It's an earthworm! It's got earth in its name. Let's control it. But you know, she doesn't think of that.
Yeah. But then Will's like, "Okay, we've destroyed enough of Heatherfield today." And then Caleb starts coming through the portal. Halen's like, "Oh my God, there's something weird here." So the girls go, and then they see a boy and a monster coming out of this big slew swirling, blue swirling portal.
Thing. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, so.
They don't know how to close. They don't. Well, Will hesitates, and since they don't know how to close the portals yet, they kind of lose Caleb.
Yeah. What I think is weird how the difference between the comics and the show
Yeah,
was
that's
that the
right.
first episode of the show had Will, she's all hesitating, like, "Oh yeah, I don't want any part of this," kind of like, "Oh my God, I don't know how to do this." She's kind of scared.
Well, yeah, and in the comics, it was Cornelia and Tarani, right?
Yeah, it was, they were the ones who completely did not believe it until like probably like the second comic or something. Like, they're like, "Oh, this does not make sense. I'm scared." Will in the comic was kind of hesitant, but not so much as in the show. In the
Yeah.
comic, she at least took charge and did all this. And in the show, she's like, "Oh my God, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this." And then Cornelia is all getting mad at her because she didn't do it. And it's
Yeah.
like complete. It's like a switch off, you know? It
Yeah.
completely switched off. I mean, Trani in the show, she was kind of scared and stuff, but
A little bit.
she was the one who went and told. Wasn't she, I think she was the one who was one of the ones who like told Will to use the Heart of Kanchkar. That might have been Halen. I think it was Halen. But
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, and kind of like after the failed mission, they're all arguing, and you know, Yanlin noticing, she's telling them like, "Stay together, stay together."
Yeah, we must be united just to survive. And then Phobos's head comes in the moon.
Perfect.
It's like, woo, there's a rose. It's like, da-na-na, all the evil music, and you see Phobos's head. Woo, that is the end of the episode. Phobos showing his suspense there. We're gonna have some big things going on in the rest of the
Really? I just thought
show.
it meant that he had a big head. That's it. I mean, if it's in the
Well,
moon.
I thought it's kind of funny because I saw that first and right after that commercial, and then It Resumes came. So, I mean, it wasn't much of a big gap
Ending.
for me. Yeah. A lot
Yeah.
of people who saw the premiere, like
Yeah.
2000, end of 2004.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, like, when you first see the moon, you know it means there's some bad things to come, but I thought, personally, that it just meant he had a big head. Because it fits in the moon.
Well, it's,
Then again, I
the
was
thing is,
like.
it's one of those things that can't really totally be possible because Phobos can't be seen coming into Heatherfield and stuff. But yeah, so that is the end of It Begins. Let's go to the first issue of the comics for Comic Cracker.
That's the Halloween, right?
Yes, issue one is Halloween. I mean, the comics can have multiple different titles, but we're gonna kind of go with what we know for it so far and stuff, so. Well, at the very beginning, the Oracle declares that the Vale is in danger and that new guardians are needed to protect it.
Yeah, then Will wakes up from a dream as she and her mother arrive in the stormy weather of
Yeah,
Heatherfield.
because the Oracle and them have been calling Will,
Yes, that
all
was a
this.
kind of scary dream, though.
Alright, and you see her, she's like, "Man, is Heatherfield always like this?" And Ron's like, "Oh, yeah, it'll be better tomorrow." And she's, "Yeah, tomorrow's the first day of school, Mom."
Oh yeah, that's definitely better.
"How about the day after tomorrow? Wee!" Yeah, so then you see these two mysterious figures spying on her. They're all in shadows and cloaks and stuff. And they're like, "Oh, she doesn't like the city, but she'll survive, and it'll be a pleasure to destroy her." Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, then the next day, Will is late for school.
It's all suspense, woo. And then it gets all light again.
Woo, she's late for school. Woo! I love the stealth. We all know how that feels. So, let's see, after that, what happens?
So she gets caught by the principal, don't she? Yeah, well, she bumps into Trani, and she's like, Trani's telling her where the classes are and everything. But and then Principal Knickerbocker comes up, and she's telling Trani to go to history class. And that's whenever she meets Halen and Irma.
Yeah, and then
the funny part.
Oh yeah, then it cuts into a classroom scene with, let's see, Irma,
Irma, Palin, Mr. Collins, and Ronnie.
That's who was there. I know it's one of the girls.
I just said that. Three. So Mr. Collins is like, yay, we're gonna have a pop quiz. And Irma's getting all, oh my god, what? You said it was a review or something. So she's getting all mad, and then she's talking to Palin and everything, right? She's talking to Palin and Tarani, going, Palin's asking her, why don't you do your pop control quizzes? Why don't you, like, pick what you want and stuff? And Tarani's like, what, magic?
Oh, I know. Yeah, and then, of course...
And then Palin bites her! What the heck?
Oh, I do that all the time. It's funny.
Aren't they like in middle school or something? She just gets up and she bites her. Next thing you know, Irma's waving her hand. Palin bit me! Oh my god, Palin bit me!
I do it all the time to my little sister. It's a family thing, so.
Yeah. And then Mr. Collins like, oh, that is a raised hand. Answer me this question. So Palin explains to Tarani everything that happens whenever Irma does her pop control quiz thing. So she's getting angry and she's getting desperate, and then she starts like crossing her fingers and thinking of all the things, the one thing that she studied, and Palin's like saying, whatever you study, that's what the professor is going to ask you about and stuff. So,
and it actually turns out to be true. She gets asked about Charles the Great, which is the only thing she studied.
Or in whichever issue. I think the person changes every different issue from different countries, but
yeah,
for ours, that was what it was.
Yeah, for the American, it was Charles the Great, because that's our history.
Yeah,
because
we have the graphic novels, which, yeah, aren't as good as the comics, but yeah, whatever.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're good, but...
Yeah.
So, after the pop control quiz thing,
Pop control quiz thing? What?
Well, whatever Irma does. I don't know what to call it.
Mind control?
Not exactly. She just kind of determines what quiz she wants and stuff, but...
Wish you had on your parents.
It's like a spell thing. Each of the girls kind of have their own little thing that they, you know, can...
Like, you know, talking to toasters.
Well, that's not yet. They don't do this stuff like that until after they discover their powers, truly. Like, right now, they only have, like, small little things, like...
Yes, but still...
Like, Cornelia later shows a bit of telekinesis, but hold on. Let's get to that in a bit. After the class, though, Tarani leaves, and Palin and Irma meet up with Cornelia. And she's all, I can do better than Irma, woo! I can do better than her, and I've got all this stuff that I can do, and... Then they meet up with Elyon, right?
And then they discuss how, you know...
She failed.
Yeah, they discuss how she failed in what? What was it? Mathematics?
Yeah. Cornelia's like, oh, I thought you loved mathematics because Elyon has a crush on Matt Olson right now. So Irma and Palin are all happy. They're like, yay, we get to punish her. Woo!
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Let's punish her for failing.
So then they're arguing over how to punish her. Woo, yeah, she needs to ask her. She needs to ask him out.
No, she needs to beg pleadingly.
And they're like, no, that's silly, but it's compromise, all this stuff.
Oh, and then they discover that Uriah and his gang have twisted all of the bikes.
Yeah, Cornelia is walking up to them, and she sees Tarani and Will sitting there yelling at Uriah and his gang. They're like, oh yeah, you guys are cute, you're new, blah, 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 and all this. And so Cornelia sticks up to them, and... She, like, kind of gets them back off. So then Cornelia starts talking to Tarani and Will, saying, oh, not everybody's like that. You'll see at the Halloween party tonight.
Oh, so, yeah, they forgot about the party.
And they freak out.
They forgot about the party.
Yes, and they still freak out because they're new and they're like, oh, my God, we have to go to a party.
Yeah, and I know how that feels. Not fun.
Candy, man, I'm new to, like, practically every year school, but...
Yeah, let's see what else...
So, yeah, Uriah's gang, they're all discussing what they're going to do about the party, how they're going to have firecrackers, and so that's a little bit more suspense. We don't know exactly what's going to happen now, but it's like, woo, what are they planning?
Yeah. Oh, and I think it starts raining, too.
Yeah. Will and Tarani are riding on their bikes, and they're, like, discussing whether or not they want to go to the party.
Yeah.
And Will's like, like, okay, I'm not happy, but I'm trying to pretend to smile.
Yeah, she's like, can't you tell I'm happy?
It's a bit of sarcasm there.
Yeah, let's see.
It's not something I would do.
In the meantime, let's see. It goes to Halen in her bedroom, talking to Irma over the phone about, what was it?
Her costume that her grandma was going to make.
Yeah. And I think her grandma... Yeah, she says that's something bewitching, and her grandma's like, oh my god!
She's like, something bewitching, something magical, and Yanlin's like, oh crap! And she drops everything.
Yes, and then, Halen's like, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'll be ready in like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, yep, or something like that. Yep. As usual, yeah.
And then
everything's okay.
Yeah, and then yeah, it goes to Irma in her bathtub playing with water. Yeah. And not in normal sense, like she's actually making it in little shapes and spirals.
Making the water dance around her and everything, and she's like brooding about how she can never find anything to wear for parties. So she's all sitting there thinking everything's magical while the water's flowing around, and then her dad comes in and it crashes everywhere, and she's like, crap.
No, I love it when she comes out. He's like, there's a lake in here. I refuse to talk unless it's in the presence of my lawyer. I wish I had a lawyer for my dad, but yeah.
So she like kind of runs away from him. She's like, ooh, I almost got caught. And so she starts wishing that she could find like a dark blue dress, because that's the thing that will fit her mood for the Halloween party.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Everything turns dark blue.
Yeah, there's like a little spark of magic that goes in her closet, and she starts freaking out, going, oh my god, my whole closet turned blue.
I don't think she minds, though. Yeah, it's a dress for the party.
Well, later she's like arguing with all the other girls, and they don't believe her, and they're like making fun of her because she keeps arguing about that.
Yeah.
But... so, next up, a little bit later, you have Will. She's taken shelter in Trani's house, and they kind of figure out that they're like, oh, okay, I guess we might as well go to the party then. Yay. And so...
yes, and while she's riding her bike, she passes the... like
what? The bookstore. Cedric's bookstore. That's what it was.
Oh, wow.
I didn't understand. It took... I mean, it's one of those things you don't understand until later issues, whenever you find out, oh, that's Cedric's bookstore, yes. That's,
like... actually, that place is a portal.
Because, I mean, at the beginning, you always wondered why in the world was it that specific place? Why in the world did Will pass by in that one mirror? Was it just because her guardian self decided to come up at that time, or...
yes, and for those who don't know, her guardian self, as she's riding along, is flying next to her in the reflection instead of another Will and a bike.
So, Will, like, breaks really hard, she's surprised, and she can't believe it, and then she sits there and she stares at herself, and next thing you know, you see Cedric and Vathek in the store, they're looking at Will, and they're like, oh, yes, we're gonna go crash the party tonight, and, like, I guess what they're planning to do is, like, try to kill her or psychically hurt her or...
yes.
I'm not sure exactly what would have happened if that worked out, but it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah.
I guess not.
And then, let's see, another house, another problem. Cornelia is not allowed to go to the party unless she cleans her room.
Yep. So she's arguing with her mom about it. So she's like, oh my god, why can't rooms just clean themselves?
And guess what? It does.
It locks herself out of her room, and she's thinking in her head, I guess that, yeah, that is a form of telekinesis where she's unconsciously, though, moving around everything in her room. She goes in, she's like, oh my god, look what I did. Can't believe it. Oh, I can go to the party now, sweet.
Yep. And, yes, and then let's see. It shows a small clip of the party, and you can see that Uriah is there, and his gang, and Irma, Helen, and...
I love the costumes. I love everyone's costumes in here for different reasons.
Oh, I know.
Halen's is awesome.
Halen's, I think, is the most original.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's really cool.
It's, I don't know. she's gonna be a fashion designer, in my opinion.
Yeah. Irma's kind of fits with, like, olden days type. I mean, hers could have been a witch if she had a witch hat, I think.
Yeah, she also has that.
Though Will's fits for that, too, which is what happens later.
Let's see. And, of course, then it shows Will having a problem picking her costume.
Yeah, in the book it had her falling asleep, but it never showed that in the comic, so I think that was one of those extra filler things that they filled in the books to take up 144 pages. Like, how the comics, I think, pretty much always have 60 pages. The U.S. books usually always have 144 with the comic inserts at the beginning and end.
Yeah.
But, so,
And then
yeah, Will.
Will ends up wearing.
She sees her guardian self in the mirror first. She's arguing at her mom outside the door.
And then she sees herself, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's weird seeing her. It's like her older self with the guardian, but it only has, like, her underwear type clothes. So
yeah,
her mom comes in, and
that's when you find out that when they transform into guardians, not only do they have bigger,
yeah,
baggage. What do you want to call it?
I don't know. But so her mom comes in, and Will's all feeling low self-esteem issues, and she's like, "You're a beautiful girl, and you're gonna have fun, and you're gonna meet friends. So let's put on that dress and get you guys to the party because we still have to pick up Trani."
And then she ends up wearing a witch hat, which is ironic because the comic is witch.
Which, yeah, Cornelia meets them. She's like, "You guys are fashionably late, you guys, but let's still have fun." She gives Will a witch hat and invites them in, and they meet up with Elyon and Irma and Halen, and where everyone's making fun of Irma because of her claiming, "Oh my gosh, my dress turned blue," and nobody believes her.
Yes, and let's see. Then the Oracle is kind of showing them, "Look, here are the new guardians."
Yeah, because Martin took a picture, the famous picture of the Halloween party that everybody knows of.
Yep, and of course.
Yeah, and so Tibor, the Oracle's advisor, and Kandrakar is, like, talking about, "Oh, why are there six people there?" And he's saying, "Oh, one of them will betray the others," which, of course, we know now is Elyon, though she doesn't really betray them on her will. She gets kind of brainwashed, sort of.
Yes, and then,
it all works out later.
Yeah.
It's okay. It only kind of destroys the whole series with her trying to kill the Guardians and destroy their lives.
Oh,
but,
yes.
you know,
yes.
it works out. It's okay.
Let's see. After that, it kind of shows Will starting the beginnings of her crush on Matt.
Oh, Matt Olsen
Matt.
Singing on the guitar, and Elyon and Will are both getting all mushy, and oh, he's so cute, you know? So, and at that moment, that's when Elyon's like, "Oh, wait, new crush." Cedric and Bathit come in.
Yes, actually, Cedric does not look that bad in his human form.
No, he doesn't. He looks better in the comics than he does in the show, I have
to
say.
Yes, I don't know why they made him so ugly in the comics.
He just kind of looks like an old, I don't know, not old, but
old professor.
He looks like he's 30 or something.
He looks like a teacher, which is kind
of
odd.
No, but thing is, whenever you think of older guy, you think
teacher.
You think student.
Teacher
really crush on really cute teacher and stuff, and that the comic Cedric fits that. He actually does look cute, and I can understand why she
would.
I mean, because he's wearing a mask and he's all like made up and stuff.
Yeah. And then of course the disappearing Martin is next.
That's another Irma's little tricks that she does right there.
Yeah, Irma ends up making Martin disappear after saying, "Disappear, Martin, disappear."
Yes. So we're sitting there wondering, "Oh, I wonder when they're going to figure out the powers." And Bathik's saying, "Oh, you get Elyon and I'm going to get Will so we can both get this stuff done at the same time."
Yes. Well,
Cedric,
we know that doesn't work.
Cedric meets up with Elyon. He's saying, "I know a lot about you. I know your name and everything." And Bathik's going through the party trying to, like, what? Psychic waves? I think those. It's weird. It's like a.
Yeah, and then
magical beam, psychic wave thing. Like, I don't know exactly what it does to Will, but it's not good.
Yeah, and at first you don't know what it is, and then you see a little bit behind it that Vathek is close by.
I have to mention, I thought it was funny how they had like a character who looked almost exactly like Vathek, kind of dancing in the background, going, "Yeah, you have a cool costume, yay!" And he's like, "Oh, you're stupid. You're a human."
Yep.
He meets up with Martin later, who like tries to take him a picture.
Yeah, and then, you know, since his eyes can't stand the light, the Flash just messes him up.
And that's whenever Principal Knickerbocker is like, "Oh, wow, the unanimous winner of the costume contest is the actual monster, Bathik."
Bathik wins!
Oh. So he's like, "Oh, crap, I was trying to kill Will, and now I'm being pushed around by a bunch of teenagers. Towards this big pumpkin. What do I do now?"
With a torch.
So they're trying to figure out who in the world Bathik is. They're like, "He's not from the school, so who is he?"
And then the pumpkin explodes and firecrackers.
Yeah, from, I guess that was Uriah's plot.
Yeah, so instead of, you know, lighting it up like normal, it actually does explode and cracks it open.
And everyone's running for their lives. Bathik is chasing after Will still. And, yeah, Irma is being
attacked by
a rocket. And that's when Trani
makes it go away.
She's yelling, and she's like, no, go this way, and the rocket obeys her.
Yeah, and then when Will is surrounded by flames, Trani yells back, and it obeys.
Yeah, and
we're beginning to see the
start of their powers.
Yep.
And Trani's freaking out, and everyone's just like, well, it's okay, I don't know how you did it, but thanks, because Will's not dead anymore, and neither is Irma.
Yep.
So, it's kind of, the party ended kind of like, oh my gosh, what's happening to all of us? So,
yep. Oh,
next day...
Then they're sharing their dreams.
Yes, next day after... It's either before school or after school. I think it's, like, after school sometime. They're out in, like, a courtyard, out in the grass by the trees and stuff. And they're just sitting around in a circle, all six of them, and Irma and Halen are talking about dreams that they've had, in which they see the heart of Kanchkar, and they're being attacked by a bunch of monsters.
Yep. Let's see...
Halen draws it, and they're all like, and Will's saying, oh, I've seen that somewhere, too. I've seen it in a dream also.
Yep. Yeah, and it freaks Trani out, and Cornelia just doesn't believe it at all.
Well, she's just like, well, we've had unexplainable things happen, so let's just not discuss it at school where other people can hear us, and let's go to someone's house and talk about it.
Yeah.
So, Halen's like, hey, let's go to my house. Let's go to the Silver Dragon restaurant, and let's just talk about it over tea and cookies.
Yes, but Elian mentions that she will be absent because of her date with the mysterious guy.
Who we know is Cedric, the evil lord of Phobos, trying to steal his sister away. So she leaves as they are heading towards the place where they will discover their powers and have their destinies be changed forever.
Yep.
So they're talking about the Heart of Kanchkar still, and Halen apparently drew a picture of it.
A very accurate picture of it.
Yeah, Halen's artistic ability is really good. They each have their really good talents and stuff, but, I mean, Halen's really...
amazing with her artistic talent.
Yeah.
It's just, wow.
It's great. But Yan Lin, Halen's grandmother, is listening in on their conversation, and she's saying, like, oh, you think that looks like the Heart of Kanchkar? Look at this. This is the real one.
Oh, yes. And then she goes on to tell them the story of, you know, Kanchkar.
Yeah.
Basically.
How the veil was brought up and how evil is now coming through portals. So guardians are needed to be appointed so that they can protect the holes in the veil.
Yep.
And stuff. So she goes around the room and she's
showing them the powers that they have.
Yeah, she tells them, Trani, you have fire.
Irma has water.
Yeah, Cornelia, you have earth, and Halen, you have air. And then Will's saying, like, what about me? What do I get? What?
You are the keeper of the heart.
She's just saying, yeah, you'll find out soon enough, and just the heart disappears. It goes inside Will's hand. And you don't know where it goes until later on just in a little bit, whenever Will brings it up again, but...
Yep.
So they're all kind of confused, and Yan Lin runs away and disappears out of nowhere, so...
Oh, yes. And then, let's see. The Oracle is actually keeping an eye on them. Let's see. He comments about how the waiting's over because now they're together.
Which is the same part that Elyon's gone, so... Elyon, I guess sometime in the middle of all this, Elyon, I guess, was persuaded by Cedric, because once Yan Lin leaves and the girls are all wondering about this, and Irma and Halen are all excited, Halen's like, hey, our initials spell witch, which becomes the title of this whole series. So,
and then Elyon shows up, it's like, oh, I have another date with him in the school gym tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what Cedric did. He must have, like, kind of told her about the Guardians and was like, hey, come here and you'll see what happens. So, I guess, I'm not sure if Elyon was really being real at this point, or if she was just kind of like, hey, I want to see if what Cedric told me is true. If they are, then I will go to Meridian and I will be against the Guardians.
Yeah.
So sometime during this whole first part, he must have convinced her at some point. Probably at the point whenever she first went to the date.
Yeah.
But we don't know for sure. I mean, they could have been there for a long time, tea and cookies, and at the same time that
Elyon invites them to go help her with her next date.
Yeah. She goes, oh, my next date is tonight at the gym. So, Trani decides
not to go.
Trani's like, my parents won't let me go. Cornelia doesn't believe in all this. So, Trani and Cornelia are really the ones who are kind of, like, iffy about this whole guardian thing. Will's kind of like, yeah, I don't understand it. Irma and Halen are totally into it.
Especially, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Irma's all, oh, whoa, we're super girls. Do you get outfits?
Yeah. And then when Will, Irma, and Halen show up, there's no one there. So, you know.
They're in a dark gym, asking who's there.
Against their better judgment, they go in.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, you see a big transformed Vathek where he has horns and teeth, and he looks a ton scarier, and he grabs Halen and Irma.
Yes.
So, and Cedric's talking to Will and, like, saying stuff like, ooh, yay, our mission is to destroy you guardians because we want to be able to pass through the portals and stuff, and you guys are ruining it for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, this whole time, Will is like, what do you want? What do you guys want with us?
Yep, and let's see. And then,
yeah.
Let's see.
Vathek's about to throw Irma and Halen into a, like, chasm.
A chasm.
Yeah, one of those.
Like, Cedric tells him to open a pit and throw them in.
Yeah.
And then, the Heart of Kandragar appears.
Saves the day! The Heart of Kandragar's first appearance. Yes.
And then, Will, on instinct, uses the Heart of Kandragar.
And they all transform and look, like, really...
Much older.
Much older, beautiful... Cool costumes, like silky hair, everything, the whole works.
Yep.
So, and then they instantly seem to know what to do. Halen starts flying. Will has, like, super speed type things. And Irma starts rhyming in the middle of it. I mean,
that was just.
It's funny.
Actually, they do ask her about that. It's like, what kind of rhyme was that?
Yeah. So, like, because it was either Vathek or Cedric. It might have been, yeah. They start doing, like, an electric beam, and it starts catching the school on fire. So Irma tries to get rid of it with water, but there's too much. And the portal that Cedric and Vathek apparently had come through in the gym was being closed by the fire. So Vathek's like, come on, Cedric, we've got to leave. So the Guardians decide that they need to get the heck out of there.
So I think this is when they first teleport out or something.
Yeah, and yeah, you know, I never thought about that.
When you know, they actually teleport in the very first comic.
I never thought about that. I only thought of thing is, this is the heart's doing. Will kind of just tells the heart of Kandragar, get us out of here.
But
later on in the issues, like issues 17, I think, was when Caleb was coming over and he taught Will how to teleport, and she actually just used her fingers, and you saw like pink beams and stuff, and that's how. And then yep. She taught the other girls later.
And then at the very end, you see Cedric transforming back to his human form, which is when you make the connection that the man from...
The Halloween who took Elyon was actually a monster.
Yep.
A big lizard man from... Well, we don't know he's from Meridian at this point. We will, I think, in, like, the next issue or something, but he's all like, oh, this is our first battle, but the war's not over type stuff, and...
This is the end of the first one. Yeah, and then, let's see, and then, Will, Irma, and Halen are trying to escape from the fire, and they end up de-transforming and hiding from the firefighters, and then you see Elyon just kind of hidden behind a tree watching everything, so
yeah.
This is how you know she was in on the whole thing.
Lots of suspense there, and you get Irma, Halen, and... Will, they're all kind of spooked. Oh, I don't know exactly what happened, but let's just sleep on it. We're going to have to tell Tarani and Cornelia later about everything that happened. Yeah. But Elyon's just sitting there watching them. Going, I guess she's like, oh, I guess what Cedric told me is true. They're my enemies. I guess that's what we can imply she's thinking, because we don't know
exactly.
A lot of things about Elyon in this whole section, first, like, half of the first arc series... It's very confusing because we have no clue exactly what happened with her. Maybe that can be a special someday. I don't know. It would be really cool, but
yes. And
I don't know if it'll happen.
That is the end of the first comic, right?
Yep. Ends with Elyon watching them walk away in the middle of the night. So that is the end of issue number 1 for a comet cracker called Halloween. So our next thing we have is actually our top 10 list.
Oh, yay. I love this one. Ooh. Let's see. This one's about favorite guardian.
Yes, so we picked the... We did polls, actually. We did them on TV.com. We did it at the comics forum, which we'll provide a link for at the end. And we did it at the Witch RPG, which is also a link.
Yes.
So later on, I guess I need to get it on the unofficial Witch website and stuff, too. So yes. I guess multiple people will vote multiple times,
yes,
but it's okay.
it was
between the two sets of Guardians, the old Guardians that we know as, like, Chicken from the show, and that is Cassidy, Hal Lenore, Yan Lin,
Cadma,
and then Nerissa.
All right. And then,
of course, Witch, Will, Irma, Cornelia, Halen,
Tirani. So let's see, the absolute most favorite guardian.
No, start with number 10.
Okay, let's start with number 10. Let's see, number 10 is Cadma.
Cadma, the Earth, old Earth guardian. She's got a very big temper. I don't really like Cadma either. She helps Will later with her thing with her father and stuff, but she has issues with Kandakar and everything.
Yes, let's see, and then the next one is...
Number 9.
Halinor.
The old Fire Guardian, who we don't ever see in the comics because she has died already, but she is in Kandakar in the show, and she gets controlled by Nerissa later. I'm like,
yep.
I think N is for Narcissist. Okay. I think that's the one. Number 8.
Nerissa.
Evil old hag.
Okay, I have a question. Who voted for her?
Tridi. Okay. No, quite a few people did vote for Nerissa, I remember.
Will, Tridi, your favorite is... I'm here, apparently.
Yes, the evil person nobody can forget. Though you have to admit, nobody can forget Nerissa. She's the villain. Oh, God, I can go on forever about season 2, but I'll do that another time because I'm really mad about the Nerissa thing.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I'll discuss that later.
All right.
Number 7.
Yan Lin.
The very first old guardian we've ever known.
And
Halen's grandmother, I love her in the show. She's awesome in the show. She's so quirky. She's so funny.
So her
she has fate a, she has a comment comics. For everything. It's so funny. Her fate in the comics. Yeah,
it's very tragic.
Yeah, she dies in I think the third one.
No, the second one.
Second one was it? Yeah.
One
of those. Two.
It was.
One. You could check. On. But
let's see.
If it's not in that one, yeah, it probably is in the second one.
Yeah, it's in the second one she dies.
I think. Oh, God.
So, oh. Wow. I didn't know that was
No, it's the third one. No?
No, it's...
Second
it's,
one. Okay, yes, we got it.
I know it's
we
got it. I just saw it.
It's one of those two. Okay, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
But, yeah, anyway, Yamlin's a big... In the show, she's the biggest mentor. She helps them, the Guardians, with everything. But I kind of like it a little bit more in the comics, the fact that their mentor, the one person who could tell them everything, is gone. So
they have to figure it out.
Yeah,
themselves.
They figure things out from themselves. They figure
They're less babied in the comic books.
They're a lot less babied in the comics.
Okay, let's see who's in there.
Number 6
is Cassidy.
Cassidy, one of everybody's favorite guardians. I know from she is the favorite guardian of the old.
She is the favorite guardian of the old one. And
she's just really sweet. I loved her in the comics.
You can't blame them.
She's a really good person.
Yes, and let's see.
And so I love the part whenever she comes down and when Will had given the Heart of Kandakar to Nerissa later on in the second arc, and Cassidy's like reassuring Will that she's the best keeper of the heart and. That she was just kind of like a mothery figure to Will.
Yeah, she was.
And then she gave her the Heart of Cassidy, which battled with the Heart of Kandakar later.
Oh, I remember that.
They like fused together and everything. So Cassidy, and she comes down as a ghost, and she's so happy to see Will. She's thinking that this is the best moment of her life, and it just makes you want to cry, kind of, because it's really sweet. It's a really cool moment.
They brought her back for life.
Yeah, it lost all the coolness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, I can go on forever about the whole Heart of Kandakar and other heart deals from the
yes,
show.
But
I'll have a whole angst segment on what I don't like about the show, but...
It's okay,
yes,
it's okay.
It'll come out
so let's
eventually.
Let's see, who's next?
Number 5...
is Tirani, my personal favorite.
The Fire Guardian, right now. So, about Tirani, what can we say? Yes, she's pretty much shy and insecure and stuff. She gets a lot more courage and
A lot more rebellious as
yeah, she
the
becomes.
show and the comics progresses.
Oh yes, like
Especially
whenever
the comics.
about the glasses thing, how she rebelled against Kanjikar and stopped being a guardian for a while, but
That was very
yeah,
scary.
she starts getting like Will. They have a lot of common actually. They start arguing with their mothers and they're both new to Heatherfield and
They both have problems with
but
Kanjikar.
Tarani is really the one person in the entire series that pretty much never really fights with anybody. She is usually the peacekeeper, you can say. She goes around, she's the one that people ask for advice. She's the calm one, except when she gets her fiery temper type stuff, but that's usually reserved for her mother
Yep.
or the Oracle, whichever, both of them actually.
Mostly her mother, though.
Mostly her mother. They
Poor
have a lot
mother.
of issues, but it gets resolved, especially over Nigel. Yeah,
Oh,
she
yes,
has a crush over Nigel,
especially over
and
Nigel.
he used to be a part of Uriah's gang, which is why her mother, who's a judge, like totally did not agree with it.
Yep.
So,
Okay, let's see. And next
number four.
is Haylin, the
Haylin!
Air Guardian.
The Air Guardian, she is so sweet. She's all carefree. She's happy. She
She's the best artist in the whole group. I
definitely
think we can all agree.
she's the artist. She's the one who loves just going out and doing whatever she wants.
Yes.
She's the one who you think she's the only one who doesn't have a crush really until like the
Very late.
second arc, yeah.
Yeah.
And once she meets Eric, she's all, oh my gosh,
In
she meets
love.
him skateboarding while holding ice cream.
And it actually, they literally do run
Yeah, and
into
she
each
gets
other.
tangled in his bike and drops the ice cream on him, and it's funny. That's one of my favorite couples actually,
That
Haylin
is
and
my
Eric.
favorite. That is one of my favorite couples, aside from,
Yeah. I like Irma and Joel, and I like Will and Matt, and I like Haylin and Eric. I'm not a huge fan of Nigel and Trani, especially because in later things, what Nigel does to Trani and
That was very.
Caleb and Cornelia, what Caleb does to Cornelia, I just want to
Yeah.
kill
In the
him. And
show, it's.
I don't know.
I didn't like it in the
The
show.
show they get back together. I mean, if they're gonna get
I know.
apart,
I like
why
it.
get back
Yeah, in
together?
the comics, I like it better because, it just
Yeah.
ends and you're like, okay,
Well, we
fine.
probably need to save this because this is,
Okay.
crushes are gonna be in
Anyway,
another
let's
episode. So,
see.
let's
And
skip
next is
number three.
Cornelia, the obsessive about beauty Earth Guardian.
But she's really confident. I really.
She's
Cornelia is one of my
a.
favorite guardians,
Yeah.
actually. I don't think of her
She's.
as all priss and all like beauty and all that. She's
She's a
got a per
natural
yeah,
leader.
she's got a personality about her. She though I hated the part with when said Caleb died,
Oh,
or
yes,
she thought he
she
died,
came
and
all powerful.
that was a bad part in the Witch series whenever she
Yes.
kind of was like rebelling against being a guardian also. And but I
Yes.
mean Cornelia, she had issues with Will at the beginning and everything, but later on, they kind of ended up being the best friends in the
Yes.
series.
Yes, they did. Let's see. Who's next?
Okay, well, number two.
It's Irma, the Water Guardian.
Woo! Irma, spunky and always has a comment and joke for everything. She loves telling stories and she loves being in a bath and she just kind of go with the flow type stuff.
Yes.
She argues a lot with Cornelia, though, I have
I
to
think
admit.
she's the one who's allergic to school.
Oh yeah, she hates school a
Yes.
lot.
If any of the guardians had to be honestly allergic to school and schoolwork, it would have to be Irma.
Yeah, the Will hates math and well, she has issues. She just has like secure like
History.
self-esteem type issues
Let's
sort of. She's kind of
see.
insecure.
All
But
right.
Irma, I don't know. I just love her
Yeah.
cuz she breaks the ice all the
Irma's
time.
awesome.
Or
Irma, let's just agree. Irma is awesome.
yeah, she either
Let's
breaks the
see.
ice and makes things funny in like a very bad moment, which
Yes.
is every single bad moment, or she starts the bad moments, like whenever she says something, and then Cornelia is arguing with her, and every once in a while, Irma and Will get at it and stuff too. So usually it's kind of a trio type thing, Irma, Will, and Cornelia who kind of argue the most in the whole
Yes, and
series.
let's see.
All right, number one, drum roll please.
It's Will. Will, as to be expected.
My favorite character.
Oh,
I'm
duh.
happy.
Let's
Yes, lots
see.
and lots of votes.
Will, which is
Thank you guys.
yes, Will, which is actually the featured character today.
Yes, she is our character of the episode, character of the week. So, Will Vandam, yes, we've pretty much said everything about
Yes.
her because she was our
Congratulations,
character.
Will.
Congratulations, you won the favorite guardian.
All
Okay.
right, let's see. Next is
We have, after this, we have 13th Portal, where you guys are asking us, we get emails, so we'll give our email address later and everything, but some people have sent emails about, like, either questions for, like, what they don't understand in the Witch series.
Or mysteries that no one knows.
Like, there are a lot of things that we have no clue about.
Let's see, today's is, how old is Phobos? This is one I've always wanted to know.
Yeah, and it took me forever to try to kind of figure it out, but yeah. Well, I think it was in issue 4, like whenever, whenever the Guardians were going to Meridian for the first time ever, second time actually, because they had to go rescue Trani. So they meet up with Mrs. Rudolph, or Galgahita, and she explains to them that for every Earth day that passes by, Meridian passes by in like 1 to 2 weeks. So just from when Elyon was born, I kind of calculated Phobos to be around 196 years. Though he kind of looks like he's like 20-something, you know?
Yes. And that's just in comparison to Elyon's age. He's her older brother, so he's been alive longer.
Yeah, we have no clue how many years how old he was when Elyon was born.
And
so
we have to remember that the Veil was created to stop Phobos from taking over.
And we've heard a lot of times that the Veil was created possibly even, like, thousands of years ago. So we don't, I mean, and you know that there are a lot of different queens and kings and everything of Meridian. So, because we found that out in, like, the end of the first arc, that there are people before Elyon's parents, who is another mystery. We have no clue how they died or disappeared. We don't know what happened. But
although we do have some speculations.
Yeah. Phobos. Yeah. Let's see. So he could be thousands of years old, but just from around when Elyon was born.
And maybe magic is what keeps him looking so young.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just that they don't age as fast as we do.
Yeah, there's just a lot of speculation. We can't ever know for sure how old he is, but we can always just kind of guess. I mean, I did that calculation where compared to our years from when Elyon was born, around 196. I mean, and this stuff would make sense because I think the old Guardians, Chicken, did battle Phobos when they were younger. So, and they're at least around in comparison to their age. And as we know, Guardians don't age as fast either. So,
that's right.
Yeah, that was the whole gift from Nymph and everything with the four dragons and stuff. So
let's see what else.
Okay. Well, I guess we kind of answered that. Phobos kind of unlimited age.
Yes. So,
but we've got some certain age spots there. You know, thousands years old.
Yes. So let's see. We have a question today.
Yeah, for our personal question that people send us in emails.
How did we discover Witch? Let's see. Well, you tell yours first, Amanda.
Well, I discovered Witch, actually the month that the books came out in the U.S. in April 2004, because I go to Barnes & Noble practically every weekend. Well, not every day of school, but I go, like, every weekend since I was, like, 11, 12. So I'm walking through, and my dad's telling me I can go get one or two books. So we're going through the kids section, my stepsister and I, and she all of a sudden sees a cardboard display that says Witch on it, and it has all the Guardians and everything. I first went over there because I was really attracted to all the artwork. I thought it was really pretty, and I was like, oh, Witch, I wonder what it's about, if it's witches or if it's magic or any of that kind of stuff. So I just kind of picked it up, picked up the first book, Power of Five, and I got it, and I remember we got the book cards. I have all the book cards for those, because the first
The
first editions of all the books, like the first six books, because it went through Elyon, had all the witch characters, and then it had Elyon's book cards. So I got all those because I was within the first month or two of getting them. And I don't know, I got the first book, and my sister got the second one, and we went home, and I stayed up till, I don't know, I don't think I started until, like, much later, but I ended up staying up till, like, around midnight reading them. I put the second book down, and I'm like, that is the best thing ever. So I rushed back to Barnes & Noble next week, and I bought, like, the rest of the books that were available, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yes.
Obsessive fans here. Woo.
Mine isn't as, you know, interesting. Like, I actually found mine a little bit more subtly. When I went to Barnes and Nobles, I was actually attracted to the title, Witch, because I'm also an avid Harry Potter fan.
Oh, yes, Harry Potter.
So I was into anything that said witch, magic, or anything like that. So I'm like, well, might as well. I got the seventh one first because that was the earliest they had there. And then once I read it, I'm like, okay, now I have to find the first one. So I searched everywhere and I found it in Walmart, just hiding. And I'm like, okay, I have
Yes.
to get it now. And I've been in love with that series ever since.
Actually, that's whenever we met last year,
Yes.
and we were like, oh, my friend, one of our friends, brought me over because I was new to the school and everything, like, what else is new? And she brought us over to the table, and then I met Christine, and we noticed, hey, you ride my bus. And then we found out, hey, we live literally right across the street from each other. And we find out, oh my God, you're a Harry Potter fan, you're
Yes.
Inuyasha, Sailor Moon,
And see,
and Witch.
I mentioned Witch, I think.
And I got so excited. I'm like, oh my God, I know someone who
Yes.
likes Witch.
The look on our friends' faces when they saw us get excited, it was
We
just not again.
just started talking and talking. They're looking at us like, oh my God. But we don't care. We may sound like losers, we may sound stupid and weird, but we have fun, so it does
Oh
not matter.
wow. I'm
So,
sorry. We've had the
yeah.
best times and we basically discovered each other because of Witch.
Yes, which is really, really cool, especially because it's real life and everything.
Yes, let's
I mean, it's cool
see.
enough online, but I mean, we found out each other that we liked pretty much every single thing the same. And if I liked something and she liked something, then we got each other into it. So, but
And we're
you actually asked for the witch books because you go, you have all the witch books? I go, yep. I bring a whole huge stack of them to
Yes,
school, and I'm like, here
unfortunately,
you go.
my parents haven't been able to buy me all the witch books, but yeah. So, let's see.
Oh my God, we've reached an hour, past an hour. Oh my gosh.
Wow, amazing. Woo!
It.
Okay.
That is our, those are our stories, how
Let's
we met
see.
it.
Now it's a featured song,
We've got music time for you guys. And unless you guys haven't heard them, most fans probably have. We have the witch songs from the CD that people have graciously put online for everyone to download. So we will play you the one that represents Will, called Keeper of the Heart. And
Yes.
it's one of our favorite songs, so we hope you guys enjoy it.
Keep it close.
So, that was the song, Keeper of the Heart, for Will Vandam, who is our character of the week. So, hope you guys liked that and everything. Yeah, well, we're nearing the end of the show, kind of here and everything. Gosh, I remember I had this idea, the podcast, like back in September. I remember a bunch of people were like, no, that's not possible. Well, I never mentioned it at the RPG, but I remember at the comics forum, I mentioned, hey, wouldn't it be a cool idea? And people are like, no, that's too hard. That's not really possible unless you have this and this and this and that. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to prove we can do it. So I got Christine. We're like, hey, let's do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I remember. We were actually in my room. What were we talking about? Harry Potter?
I don't know. We talk about everything. Random. This and that.
Right now.
Yeah, it goes from one place to another with us. Yeah, but
let's see. Oh, especially when you spend the night. We stay up hours after we go to bed.
Yeah, like, we stayed up till like 3 in the morning watching Kingdom Hearts cutscenes, but yeah, I have not stayed up that late for so long, because I go to bed around 10 to 11 on school night, so I'm gone. That night, I was tired.
Now, okay. I'm looking at just the cover of the graphic novel and just wondering. They look kind of odd, especially Tarani. She looked like, if any of you get the American graphic novel, just, and you look at the cover, Tarani looks like she has bug teeth.
Yeah. I think this was, the cover of the graphic novel was actually the cover of the first issue, Halloween.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I first got it a few years ago, I didn't even know where that picture came from, but now I know, because we have all the very, very, very great, and we beg down on our knees, thank you guys so much for scanning comics.
Yes, you know, it's all of you who are scanning comics. Thank you so much.
We just want to give you guys a shout out, like Mooncloud and Max and Emma Lover and all you guys. I mean, I can't name every single one of you guys because there's so many, but you guys are wonderful. I know I've done a few of them too, and I'm scanning the books and stuff, but I'm not going to say anything about that. But
yeah,
everyone, big hands for you guys.
Yes. Let's see, what
and
else?
For
what
people else? Everywhere who come up and give us news, everyone who goes around and participates in Witch, we're all friends. Come on, we're all big one Witch family.
Oh, yeah,
we're
definitely.
All, we're all obsessive. If you're not obsessive, you like Witch, whatever.
Yeah, well, I think we should tell them, just
Witch RPG week.
A little bit more about ourselves as RPGers.
Yes, if you guys have never gone to the RPG, please do so, because it would be a lot more fun if we got more characters. We have a ton of characters already, but, I mean,
yes.
Come on. If you guys feel like going and playing or posting on forums, and then we have the actual game where we kind of follow the storyline, but a lot we don't, and we just go off and we act out as the characters and everything.
Yes. Why don't we tell them which characters we are?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Amanda is Will. Well, we sometimes, when we're not on the actual RPG, we call her Sailor Will.
Yeah, that's what Tridy came up for me. Everyone knows me as Sailor Will, Witch Lover, and Amanda.
Yeah.
So those are like my nicknames online for Witch.
And I play Matt, so the first time I heard this nickname, I'm like, so what does that make me, Tuxedo Matt?
So we got Sailor Will, Tuxedo Matt here, at your service. Woo!
Yes. And before you, we do realize that we're
both girls,
and we're basically playing a couple. But we're sisters. We're basically sisters, so it's okay.
So yeah, we know a lot about each other now. Just past year or two. Yeah. 2 years now.
Yep.
2 years.
We've already become close enough to be sisters.
2 years.
Yep. Our families already consider, like, she looks like she's part of my family, and whenever we go out, people assume she's my sister.
Which is weird, because I'm not Hispanic.
Yes, you're not.
I look like it, but I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
And I don't know, I guess when we're out,
people
we look
think
related.
I am.
We go out and we look related, which is amazing.
I mean, it's never really a bad thing when people say, like, I mean, gosh, I don't know how to exactly explain it without if people get mad about it, but... Like, if people look at you and go, like, hey, white girl, or hey, Mexican, or, I mean, if you're not that, it makes you mad. It does.
Well, like, but I have a special condition, though, because...
Yeah, I mix everything, but...
But you don't look it.
No.
Which is kind of funny, because...
No.
You don't even have Spanish in you, I don't think.
Nope. God, I'm done with Spanish. I'm done with Spanish 3. I finished.
Oh, lucky I have to do that next year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, well, actually, it's gonna be easy for me.
I actually liked Spanish 3 a lot more than Spanish 1 and 2 because my teacher didn't make us do a bunch of worksheets. We just participated. We kind of talked to each other. We read some stuff. We just did a bunch. It was a lot of fun, actually. I really liked my class. I'm glad I'm done with algebra, though. I'm so done with algebra 2. But next year I have to take calculus, and God.
Pre-cal isn't that bad.
Yeah, but.
It's
I don't. I'm like Will. I channel Will. I do not like math.
Well, no, think about it this way.
I don't like science either. I like history and I like English. Those are my two favorites.
Think about it this way. I can help
and
you.
In theater, I'm a big, big, big theater and writing person. So
yes, I saw her perform in The Wizard of Oz. She was Auntie M. She did an awesome performance. She looked like she belonged bossing around everybody, including her husband.
That was fun. Okay, in past two plays and stuff, I've always ended up being the, like, really mean, bossy person, like, just yelling and arguing with everybody and telling people what to do and stuff, and people come up to me and they go, are you really that person?
No. But for those who are wondering,
like,
she's not.
I'm like, no, I'm just acting. Do you think I'm that mean?
Yes.
I don't really think so.
No, don't worry. We love you, Amanda. We love you.
But tomorrow's our last day of school. Yes! Well, we're exempt from finals. That's kind of why we're actually here. Christine's over at my house right now doing the podcast and stuff because we're like, hey, we don't have to take finals because we passed all our stuff and all our tax tests and everything. So, hey, Christine, you want to come over, do the witchcast and, like, show drawings and... do a bunch of different stuff. She's like, sure. So this is where we are today.
Yep. Wow. We actually did the first episode for once. Oh, and
it took forever. Once again, we're sorry, you guys, that this took a while. I mean, I know I mentioned this like a 2 months ago, I think, possibly on the RPG at least, because I didn't want to mention it again on the comics forum, because I wanted to talk to you guys because I love you guys. And yes. You guys are my family, especially at the Witch RPG. So hi!
For the people in the Witch RPG, as Matt, I apologize for not being there, but school has really gotten me bogged down, especially since my parents have decided to add on Saturdays a guitar lessons for 30 minutes each day. So, it kind of bogged me down. But now that it's summer, I should be able to get on more often.
I'm more because I have, So, because she's a junior right now, and I'm a sophomore, but I'm going to graduate early, so I am taking summer classes at the community college a couple streets down and stuff, so I'm going to go from, like, Monday through Thursday every single week until probably, like, in the middle of August. I think it's, like, August 14th is my last day, I have no life, so I'm not going to be doing anything this summer besides school, because that's how... stupid I am, but
that's okay.
I'm much
you're
rather
happy doing something
okay,
else.
I'd much rather have. Here's what I'm gonna say. I'd much rather have a summer full of like just 4 hours of classes every day than I would have an entire year, especially because you'd be off in college and I wouldn't.
Oh yes,
that would really, really be bad.
Yes. And let's see what else. We're also we're so close. We're actually thinking of becoming the same kind of profession, teachers.
Yeah, we both want to be a teacher. She wants to be math. I want to be English though.
But, okay. I am not a math nerd. I'm just very good at it.
I'm an English nerd. I'm sorry. I love reading. I love writing. And I love helping and teaching. So That's what I'm gonna do. That's my plan. I mean, you can always change later. Yes.
You're also listening to the next two big authors out there.
We hope, anyway, guys.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. I mean,
we're both working on novels.
Books, yeah. But
see, hers is actually a little bit like Witch, but a little bit not.
Yeah, I thought of it when I was like a year before Witch, but. I mean, we don't want to go too much into our lives right now.
I know.
This is already like a minute 15. God, 16. I can't tell on this program very much. But
so anyways.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well, we forgot the links.
Oh, yes.
We got a few links. The Witch RPG and the comics form are kind of complicated. So, I mean, it's hard for you guys to pay attention. So we got the unofficial witchwebsite.bravehost.com. And we've got freewebs.com/mooncloud217. And you can go to those two sites, and you can pretty much go to the links section and go to the Witch RPG and the Comics Forum and Max's site and Irma Lover and all these other scanners and any other pretty much official website of Witch. You can just go to those two websites and go to the links, and you can pick whatever you want.
Yes, and we really appreciate it if some of you decided to become members of the RPG.
Yes, so go to the RPG and
please sign up.
Pick a character, because I'm the admin there, and I'd love for you guys to come. Well, actually, at the new RPG, our old RPG, someone else was the admin, but...
Our admin disappeared.
I was kind of made to take over. Her life's good now.
Let's see.
She talked to me about it, so everything's good with everybody
now.
Cool.
Tell her she can join.
I think she's done with it, Elyon. Stacey, I think she's done with everything.
Well, if she's hearing this, she was a good admin.
Yes, everybody misses you, Elyon. Or old Elyon. Actually, everyone within our RPG has changed. Like, Susan's now Cedric, and the old Cedric's now Elyon. And
what?
We got a boy playing a girl, and a girl playing
That's
a boy.
Okay.
And then you're a girl playing a boy.
That's your boyfriend.
Who cares? We're all different genders, and we can play whoever we feel like it. So everything's good, and I think we should end it around here.
Yeah, so till next time.
Alright, till next time, hope you guys liked this podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode. We'll try to get it around the week. At the very most, it would be a week. I mean, we're not going to be having multiple episodes in 1 week, but one, 2 weeks possibly, somewhere around there. We'll post on the RPG Comics Forum and Unofficial Witch website places where we will have the next episode and everything. So, bye!
Bye!
Hope you guys have fun! Good summers. Everybody finish those finals for school.
And have a great time.
Yes. So we'll miss you. See you till next time.
Yeah. Till next time.
Bye. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Christine.
Bye.
Bye.
We got the power to fight back. We save the day, united by the sworn. We can become more than you know. The heart will lead the way.